It's an aquamarine color. The water is brilliant and clear. It's very inviting. On a warm day, you want to go in it. It's beautiful water.
Bill Hunt is not describing a tropical ocean, but rather the recycled water in one of three basins in Anaheim.
And this came ultimately from wastewater.
Oh, yeah, all of it. All of it's recycled sewage.
Hunt is executive director of operations for the Orange County Water District. This recycled water is replenishing the district's large groundwater aquifer, which is the source of drinking water for 2.4 million people in Orange County.
There's a lot of water that goes to the ocean every day that could easily be recycled, as we're doing, and reused. It's a great resource. It's a shame to just put it out to sea.
But to understand just how this works, we need to back up. Water, whether it's flushed or drained, it ends up at the Orange County Sanitation District. General Manager Jim Herberg says it then goes through extensive treatment.
Today, we have 200 million gallons a day coming into our plant, and about 130 million gallons a day is being discharged to the ocean.
The remainder is sent next door to a 24-acre facility run by the Orange County Water District.
So this is kind of the official tour route that I'm taking.
Mike Marcus is general manager of the Orange County Water District. He takes me to the first step in the process of making wastewater, something you'd want to drink. It's called microfiltration. The water is filtered through fiber straws with tiny holes in the side, holes that are much smaller than a human hair.
Anything larger than that 0.2 microns would stay on the outside of the straw. So the microfiltration effectively removes any bacteria, protozoa, suspended solids from the water.
Marcus then takes me to the bowels of the plant, where water is sent through a series of pipes and pumps before it hits what he says is the key to making water pure, reverse osmosis.
So what the reverse osmosis very effectively removes is any virus, dissolved minerals, or pharmaceuticals in the water. So this is really the, as I say, the workhorse of the treatment process.
Row upon row of large white fiberglass tubes fill the room. Inside are semi-permeable sheets of plastic called membranes.
So if I took all these individual sheets and I rolled them up and then stuffed them into a fiberglass tube, this is what it would look like.
The last step adds hydrogen peroxide to the water and zaps it with UV light, killing anything that might remain. At this point, you can drink it. So I do.
So this should taste rather tasteless.
That's awful.
Awfully good.
It tastes fine. It tastes good.
Absolutely.
From that point, it's sent 14 miles up to the groundwater basins in Anaheim. Before these facilities were built, Marcus says getting people in Orange County to believe you can safely drink sewage water was a long, long process.
We began a 10-year educational process.
10 years.
Oh, yeah, 10 years.
It was a difficult job. Even the economics didn't work out. It was going to be more expensive than importing water through the state water project. But Marcus says they were able to prove that it would eventually become cheaper. With grants, recycling the water costs about $480 an acre foot. Imported water costs about $1,000. And with the state in a drought...
Now with the drought, cost doesn't even matter hardly. We need the water. We need sources of water. So it makes all the more sense, and that's why we're seeing people build more and more of these projects.
The plant might not have been built, at least as easily, without grants from both the state and the federal government. Environmental advocates say it might take government investment up front, but in the long run, they say the state will be better off. The groundwater replenishment system in Orange County is currently planning a $140 million expansion that will allow it to recycle 30 million more gallons of water by 2015. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.